that we knew he went missing. Remember, they had a big search down in Richland County. We spoke to the head of campus police for the North Dakota State College of Science when all of this was going on, and they were searching by air, by land. You know, they had the four wheelers going, they were working the river, they were doing the whole shebang to find Andrew. And over the weekend, what we found out was that he's been charged with, late on Friday we found out, he's been charged with two Class A felony charges, delivery of a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school. And this goes back to April 4th, 2013, and April 9th, 2013, according to the criminal complaint. He sold marijuana to an undercover informant working with the Southeast Multi-County Agency Drug Task Force in a parking lot on campus on those two dates. How does this affect the whole investigation? How does this affect the search? Should we have known about the felony counts that are pending? Should the searchers have known? I don't know. I'm curious. And so I asked on the sheriff of Richland County, Sheriff Larry Leshefsky. Sheriff Leshefsky, good to have you on News and Views.
Hey, good morning, Joel.
Sheriff, first off, there was always a question when we spoke to campus police on something as big as a missing person. And that's what this was in many people's eyes for a long time. A young student attending the State College of Science, and all of a sudden the parents are sending out, please, please come home. You know, here's the thing. Why was the State College of Science the head of this investigation for him, Larry, or was your agency?
No, the State College of Science has been the investigating agency since the beginning of this. This whole matter started when he went missing on that Thursday morning.
Did you know that there were drug charges pending here?
Well, actually, the first that I found out about that, Joel, would have been on Monday morning. There was some searches that we assisted in over the weekend with the campus police, and we were asked to meet to overview some of the things that had been done to that point. And, we met on Monday morning. There was a kind of an overview of what had been done was provided, and then that was when the information came out to myself that there was a warrant that had been issued actually that Monday morning was signed by one of the drug task force agents. And at that time, I guess that was one of the conversations that we had was in regards to how they wanted to handle that situation. And at the request of the NDSCS police there, it was to hold that information at this time because they felt it would hinder their investigation. I think that they were looking at their efforts being focused on finding this young man as they had information to believe that he may still be in the area.
So two things come to light, Sheriff Leshefsky, here, or certainly beg a question. Number one, at what point does it become local law enforcement, not just campus police, but law enforcement that has authority throughout the whole county to take on the lead?
Well, I believe that would be at the request of them. They are the agency that is tasked with, you know, the initial information that was given to them, and they're going to, you know, be doing that investigation. Now, of course, they have other agencies that assist them. The Wapton Police Department assisted them as well as we did. They also have the North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation that they could request assistance from to follow up if this thing leads out further. But that hasn't been done to this point.
So was BCI at any point in this, Sheriff Leshefsky, were they brought in to help?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay.
We were asked to assist as far as more or less from the search standpoint. There was information coming in, but it was funneled through the NDSCS police up there. And, of course, and then they would focus where they would want us to focus our efforts. Like the search that we had south of town, there was information they had of someone that was down there walking. So that was, we wanted to eliminate that area so that we weren't, you know, going to look bad from the standpoint of if something is found there later. No one went out there and searched that, but you had a lead on that, so why didn't you follow up on it?
What should the searchers, or did the searchers, know that this individual was facing felony charges?
You know, that I don't know. I know that myself did. I know that our officers did. But as far as, I'm not sure as far as the searchers, if they had private citizen searchers or not, that would be something that the campus had to pass along, and I'm not aware of whether they did that or not.
So in this search that happened in your and my home county, how many private searchers, firemen, you know, the river watch, I mean, how many divers, I mean, how many private citizens do you suspect were utilized?
You know, I don't have an exact number on that, Joel. I know the day that we were out, there was two boats, and we have our dive rescue people. And, of course, that encompasses a lot of people that are with fire departments and people that are with, you know, they have jobs outside of this. It's not law enforcement.
See, what I'm building up to here, Larry, is this. This is my concern. All along, and I said this last week, and I got beat up by listeners big time because I said something's not right here. When I heard the parents on the Mike McFeely show just call and say to Andrew, you know, just come back. It'll all be all right. You know, you didn't have to be Dick Tracy to realize that there was something wrong in this young man's life. And the dad was trying to talk through him through public media to say, you know what, don't you worry about us. We're not the problem. We'll help you out here. And I really thought that was great of the mom and dad. I understand that. But if I'm out there searching for somebody facing felony charges, you know, I'm not sure that I wouldn't want to know that because it would definitely change my approach to how I'm searching or how I'm actually protecting myself. Meaning that, hey, if I'm starting to check old grain bins, Larry, or outbuildings, I don't want to walk into a gun. I mean, I don't know what
well,
this young man's
I think
capable.
I think the search that you're looking at here was looking with the intention of seeing if this individual had done something to himself. I mean, this is really, I think, what the search itself was done. And I believe that, you know, we have two things here you're looking at. The college campus police still doesn't know whether or not this individual is out here someplace or whether he is on the run someplace. You know, I mean, that has not been determined yet to this point that I'm aware of. And so, I mean, as far as we're concerned, if we get leads that are going to point us in a direction saying that, you know, there's possibly something here or there, we're still going to go out and search those and assist them with that. So.
Do you know how much money was in his checking account? And the reason I ask is because if he's on the run, I understand not using a debit card, you know, down the road because they're just going to be able to track you or your cell phone. And his mom pointed out that no money has been pulled out of his personal account and his cell phone has not been used. So I understand that. But what I don't understand is if I'm going to go on the run, why I wouldn't have emptied out that checking account, got as much money in my pocket when I bolted as I could.
Well, I think that's some of the things that the college campus police are looking into. You know, as I said, I can't really comment on their investigation. I don't know all of the details of it. As assisting agencies like this, we end up that we're given information that's going to lead us out into our county or the city police. They look in their areas because they're given information that they have a lead on. So, you know, as far as the all of the details of that, I am not aware of all of those, Joel.
All those years in law enforcement, Sheriff Leshefsky, I mean, you have served the people of Richland County for a long, long time. What is your gut telling you on this? What do you suspect, and what are you telling the people that work for you as deputies with the Sheriff's Department? What are you telling them to keep an eye out for?
Well, you're wanting me to speculate on something here, and that's really hard to do. I mean, I look at this, and I take their investigation seriously. They're telling me that they wanted to search because they have concerns that this individual might have been in this area. So I'm most certainly going to, we have such a great relationship with all of the agencies here. I'm most certainly going to help them with that. You know, when it gets down to saying whether I believe this individual is here or is on the run, you know, again, that would be purely speculation.
Yeah.
I'm hard
no,
to
I
say
understand
that.
That.
So, I mean, we entered this individual into our NCIC system. He's in a nationwide system now. If he's picked up someplace, he's going to be put in jail and brought back here. And, of course, then he could answer some of those questions. But, you know, that's difficult for me to do, Joel.
That's fair enough. Larry, for the people of Richland County, you know, should they be still looking for anything strange? I mean, what are you telling the citizens?
I'm looking at the same thing that the campus police have told me since this whole thing started. They said we'd really appreciate it if you do see something that looks out of the ordinary or something that just doesn't fit, give us a call. We're going to go and we'll come and check it out for you and make sure so that, like you said, you know, you're not putting yourself in a position you know, but if he ran and left, well, he's not going to be in this area. So again, you know, there's nothing like that's going to show up. So,
Sheriff, yeah. Thank you for your time. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, you bet.
Sheriff Larry Leshetsky from Richland County, ladies and gentlemen. All right, your thoughts on that? 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. First, though, Terry Spees, find out what's going on in our weather.